Chapter number 7, that is bar management. Let's discuss about the types of bars and the bar operation, license and regulations and control measures, and what are the cocktails and mocktails we serve in a bar operations. The same time, bar equipments also, what kind of bar equipments we use. Let's discuss about Broadway in a manner. The chapter objectives, what are the chapter objectives are? Know the possibility types of the bar and its operations, what kind of bars are there and what kind of operations are there. To be able to know the types of the licenses and regulations of for liquor, and control measures required to have maximum profits, control the profits and to get the more profits also, we will discuss over here. Learn about a cocktail and mocktails, what exactly the cocktail, what exactly the mocktail. At the same time, know the essential bar equipments also. These are the topics we will be discussing further slides. What exactly the type of bars do we have? Bar is a drinking establishment licensed to serve alcoholic, beer, alcoholic like beer, wine, spirits. Consumption on the premises, hotels, resorts and cruises can have bar within also. Previously, we have spoken about F&B operations. Hotel, there is a hotel. In a hotel, there is a restaurant, a bar and restaurant. There will be a banquet would be there. The same thing we are discussing here. If it is a hotel, can be having the bar. And if it is a cruise liner, can have the bar. If it is a resort, can be having a bar. There is another type of bars are there that is known as pub. Exactly what is a pub? Pub, short of public houses. For licensing, drinking establishments which are English in origin where we serve. Pub is a small place where it's like a bar only, where the social gathering can happen and alcoholic beverages can be served over there. The same time, tavern. A tavern is a place of business where gathered to drink alcoholic beverages, also served food. In older, it was a private enterprise. So this is a business gather kind of thing where people come for the business and the same time they can social for alcoholic and where the food also can be served. Type of a bars by the drinks. Let's discuss about there are a bar and what kind of alcoholic beverages they serve. According to that, the names can come. Let's discuss about the wine bars. What exactly is a wine bar? There is a different kind of wines can be served in this bar, and it's deeply this is for the wine bar only. So that whatever the bar is known as the wine bar, because a different kind of wines can be served over here. That is the reason it described as a wine bar. The same time, the cocktail bar. We have discussed about the cocktails and mocktails. Cocktail is nothing but the alcoholic beverage and with the non-alcoholic beverage mix, that is a cocktail. So there are a variety of bars there where we serve variety of cocktails. So many types of cocktails are sold along with alcoholic drinks. This is known as cocktail bar. In the brew pub, here fresh beer is brewed, fresh beer is served here, that is known as a brew pub. And the same time, beer bar. This is exactly where all kinds of beers and with the manufacturing details served here, that is known as a beer bar. And the same time, salsa bars and other dance bar. There is a social gathering can be happen and where dance can happen, that is known as dance bars and salsa bars. And sports bar. This is growing worldwide because whenever audience want to see like World Cup kind of thing, the cricket matches kind of thing, where people sit and enjoy the sports, at the same time they have the alcoholic drinks also. This is known as sports bar. And there is another category in the bar is a banquet bar. This is depend on the location. Exactly, previously we have discussed about the banquets. Banquets are nothing but social gathering where the buffet system is there. The same way in buffet manner, that bar is also located at a banquet where the many people can come over there and can have the drinks. The lounge bar, this is happening in airports and A-grade restaurants. Let's discuss about the lounge bar. Lounges are located in the hotels for the guests to relax and invite friends for an informal talk. They are located in the lobby and lounge area hotel. Many Casio and cruise have lounge bars also, which we have discussed in 5-star hotels and airports and cruise liners. The lounges would be there where a social gathering can happen and they can sit and sit chat, and at the same time they can have the drinks. There is a mini bar which we have discussed in a room service department. Further, we will discuss again here. A small refrigerator which is stocked with the snacks and drinks inside the room of the hotel. In the 3-star hotels and 5-star hotels, whatever the room service department have, they would be keeping a few alcoholic beverages. There are snacks also available in that mini bar. In the mini bar, there would be a small refrigerator would be there. They would be stocking that alcoholic beverage there where the guest can pick and have it. What exactly, how to plan a bar, what you require to plan a bar? You require a bar counter, plumbing and electricity, the same time sitting place has to be there. The bar counter and sitting place has to be there where the customer can sit in front of the bar and he can enjoy his alcoholic beverages. So, there should be an area and safety and hygienic. Exactly, there should be safety and hygienic also. At the same time, the bar floor has to be there and good lighting has to be there. Good lighting has to be there. At the same time, bar decor and the bar staff. These are the things we required to plan a bar. Let's discuss about the bar counter, how exactly it looks. There is a bar counter, how exactly look. The front bar and the under bar and the back bar. The bar has divided into three parts. One is the front bar, the second is under bar, and the third is the back bar. So, in front bar, what kind of the things are stored, and in under bar, what kind of the store, and the back bar, what kind of the things stored. Let's discuss further. Now, the bar counter, the front bar, the guest place their order and they serve from here. So, if you see, this is a table. If you see, this is a table. This is a bar counter. And the front, the guest is sitting over here. The guest is sitting over here. And he can place your orders. He can place order in front of the bar and he will enjoy the drinks. It is a 16 to 18 inches wide with laminated plastic made of granite marble. Whatever the table we will be discussing, because we would be serving the beverages, so water can spill on the counter. So it might be, sometimes people use a granite marble for the tabletop. It should be functional for the bartender to serve, pour and make drinks without having a waste of time. Exactly what we have spoken. Again, I want to explain in a deep manner. The guest is sitting here. The bar people are sitting, standing over here, and he can serve easily to the customer, talk, and he can accessible to the customer. The area has die and which separated the bartender from the guest, and high stool or chairs are placed for the guest to sit and drink. Whatever the bar counter we would be discussing, it will be heighted table. So in front of the heighted table, the stools, whatever the chairs we use, that is also heighted one to comfort of the guest. Now, what exactly the underbar? We have spoken about the front bar. What is exactly about the underbar? The most important area of the bar, also called as a functional bar. And all the equipment, tools, ingredients, garnishes are kept in this area. For example, this is a bar table and the customer can sit over here. This, whatever the back area, we are seeing it. And this is known as bar counter, the underbar. The underbar, it has supply of ice, mixes like soda, coke and glasses and blenders. Whatever the equipments we required, whatever the ingredients we required, we store in underbar only. The same time, it also have the automated dispensing system for the carbonated beverages. What exactly the carbonated beverage? Carbonated beverage mean maybe soft drinks, maybe aerated water, that is known as soda. That there will be dispensing machine where we get the soft drinks and soda. This area consists of glass washing equipment, sink unit and drain boards and dustbins. Exactly, because from bar, whatever the drinks we would be serving, glassware, we cannot take anywhere. That is the reason small dishwash machine would be there in under bar, and where the bartender, the assistant bartender can wash the equipments and cut and wash the glassware also. The place in front of the total area and the types of the glasses will be only depend on the types of the drinks to be served, which we have discussed further also, which we have discussed previously. Also, what exactly you are serving, according to that glassware will be stored under bar. Now, the underbars must always be designed after the drinks menu is finalized. Exactly, because what exactly will happen is each and every bar might not be having the same kind of equipment, the same kind of glassware. Because depend on the menu, the glassware, whatever we use to serve the alcoholic beverages and non-alcoholic beverages vary. So, after finalizing the menu, according to menu structure, that equipment and the glassware, the bar designing should come, then only the bar underbar can be proper. now. Let's discuss about the back bar. And what exactly is a back bar? Is this is the bar table, and the customers are sitting. This we have discussed there under. And a back area, whatever the back part is there, that is known as back bar. And what exactly back bar contains? Located at the back of the front area, and it used for the display of drinks. This area has to be designed keeping in mind the theme and ambience and decor of the, because this is a totally merchandising of your beverages, totally merchandising of your marketing your beverages. So this is like a display counter. You have to be very careful for the decor of the back bar. It used as a storage area and extra stock of glasses, napkins and condiments also. Whatever the back area we are using under back bar can be utilized as a storeroom. Now, other areas of the bar. What exactly other areas of the bar? There is a plumbing and electricity would be there. The bar requires water in adequate quantity. So, it should have a running water in the sinks and washing. Water should be available for soda guns, ice machines. Electricity is required for computers and cooling trays, refrigerator, ice making machines and dishwasher. What exactly we are discussing is, bar required plumbing because you required adequate water for the soda machines and the dishwashing machines, and the same time you required adequate electricity also to run smoothly for your equipments. Now, there should be a seating capacity which we have discussed in front of the bar. The customer would be sitting in front of the bar. So, seating arrangements has to be there, and the same time you required area also. You required area also to set up the bar. And other areas of your bar, the safety and hygienic. The bar area should be safe and hygienic. The floor should be non-skid. The bar top should be smooth and easy to clean. Because wherever you are serving the beverages, the drinks might fallen down also. That time there might be chances. The customers and the bartenders, waiters can skid. So the floor should be proper. Now, bar floor, the floor should non-skid and easy to wipe, and it should as per the decor and the theme of the whole bar, which we have discussed now. And lighting, the color and lights have to be coordinated, create the right ambience. Whatever the ambience we are using, whatever the lighting we are using the bar, it should be corrected with the decor. Other areas of the bar. Bar decor, some hardly potted plants and maybe the few palms and a little pasted color, and your walls will enhance the bar. Proper signage and the lighting should be there outside of the bar. So whatever the decor, whatever the merchandising we are using for the bar counter, there would be a display of the products, there would be a serving, there would be customers are sitting. So everything should be mix and match. It should not be that way, like, you know, you are keeping a merchandise and your color is not a combination for your merchandise. It will not give you a proper impact to the customer and bar staff. This is an important factor where should have adequate knowledge of the drinks. The staff should be courteous and well behaved at the times. A dress code of the staff should suit the ambience which we have discussed. Steps for efficient bar operation. What exactly? Design the bar menu, which we have discussed. First, if you design the bar menu, then only you will come to know what exactly glassware you required, what exactly that equipment you required. So, the first and foremost important factor to operate a bar is you need to set a bar menu first. And selecting the beverage menu, the same time selecting the beverage menu also, and establish the drink size. There would be a drink size which we have spoken, where the peg size would be there. One small peg contains 30 ml, a large peg contains 60 ml. At the same time, standardize the recipes, whatever the bar menu contains, it contains the cocktails, it contains the mocktails also. What cocktails are? Cocktails are a mix of alcoholic beverages and non-alcoholic beverages. So, whenever you are designing a cocktail menu, there should be menu mix has to be there. And standardize the glassware, calculate the correct selling price of each drink. This is very important aspect, because whatever the drinks you are selling, there should be a selling price has to be there. Each and every menu, we have discussed about the food menu and beverages menu. Menu contains the product and the pricing, and whatever the quantity you would be giving, it has to be there in your menu. Set a control system for purchase, ordering and billing and serving. This is very important aspect in beverage industry. There should be a purchase, ordering and billing and serving. There is a control system, F&B control system has to be in place to run a proper bar. design the bar menu. How to design the bar menu? To be done in the initial stage of the planning the bar, which we have discussed. It helps the planning of the seating of the bar counter. The placement of the equipment can be done in the under bar as per the menu, which we have discussed. Whenever you set the menu, then only you can get your equipment and the same time glassware as well. Consider the needs of the customer, the profile of the customer and the location of the bar while planning the menu. Whenever you are planning a bar menu, you need to see the customer profile. For example, if you are located at a residential area, your bar menu should be somewhere different. If you located at the business area where business gathering can happen, your bar menu should be different. If you are located at where young people might come to your bar operations, so your menu should be related to young crowd. So selecting the beverage menu, the build a wine list as per the customer expectations. So whatever the market survey you do, there is a customer expectations regarding the what kind of wines they required. According to that, you need to make a wine list. Stock only those items that will sell well. Don't overstock drinks, as some drinks like beers get spoiled. What exactly will happen in alcoholic beverages industry? There would be fast moving beverages. You should identify which are the drinks are fast moving. Otherwise, what will happen? There is an expiry date for each and every beverage. For example, beer has some kind of expiry date. If you overstock the beers, if you are unable to sell in that period, so the beer might get spoiled also. Consumer preference concerning alcoholic beverage change rapidly. What exactly will happen is, whatever the consumer or the customer guest base, he changed drastically whatever the taste towards his beverage. You need to identify according to that. We need to change the menu also. The type and the size of the beverage to be kept has to be throughout this chosen. What exactly will happen is, whatever the customer required the drink, you need to keep continuously. Otherwise, what will happen if any regular guest are there, once he comes to your restaurant, if you are unable to serve whatever he required, it might be disappointing for him, so you might lose your sales also. Establish the drink size. Every drink has a standard measures, which we have spoken, 30 ml and 60 ml, and the same time mocktail also, everything has the standard size. And determine the standards, and the bartender should be aware of the measures of the each drink. What exactly will happen is, according to your bar menu, you would be keeping in mind in such a way there would be a quantity you are serving for the price. If bartender does not know what quantity he has to serve, so if he serves more quantity, it is a loss for F&B organization. So bartender need to go thoroughly training for whatever the bar menu is located. The measures should be displayed in the wine list. It should be displayed in the wine list. Determine wine has to be sold by the glass, split or a half bottle or a full bottle. Whatever the wine service, sometimes it goes by glass also, it goes full bottle also, it goes pint also. You need to identify that. The below chart gives you standard measures of few drinks and alcoholic percentage. What exactly will happen is, whenever you are serving a drinks, there is a standard measurement tools are used, and the same time whatever alcoholic percentage is there in the drink, it will be printed. Let's discuss briefly about that factors also. If you see the champagne quantity is 100 ml and alcoholic percentage is 13%. If you see the wine, the quantity to be served is 100 ml by glass and 13% is alcoholic percentage. The same time, light beer, some beers quantity is 425 ml and the percentage is 2.7%. If you see the regular beer, 285 ml, this is a small beer and the percentage is 4.9. If you see a fortified wine, 60 ml and 20% of the alcoholic percentage. Now see the spirits. What are the spirits like? Whiskey, brandy, vodka, gin, these are the spirits which we have discussed. It has 30 ml peg size, that is a small one, and 40% of the alcoholic percentage it has. Now, standardized recipes. What exactly the recipe? Recipe is nothing but what exactly you are using ingredients to make a mocktail, cocktail, whatever the drink it is. Let's see how exactly it works. Each and every drink should have a standardized recipe, and it helps the bartender to make drink quickly with the minimum wastage. A standard for the mixes and juices should be standardized and finalized. If you see any kind of cocktail, there would be alcoholic percentage, there would be some juice percentage, there would be some soda percentage, there would be some soft drink percentage. If you make a bar menu with the proper ingredients, the bartender can give the quick services to guest, and the wastage can be minimized also. And the glassware is, it is an important part in the bar, which we have discussed. Whatever the menu you are designing, each and every product, whatever beverage you are serving, it has a own criteria of the glassware. It makes a very important role. Whenever you are setting up a bar, your menu makes an important role for the glassware as well. And specific glassware are used for the specific drink, which we have discussed. This will help in fixing the cost and the price of the drink. Pricing and control. Let's discuss about the pricing and control. What exactly, how you keep the pricing and how to control the beverages cost also. Correct selling prices. An important aspect of the success and the financially sustainable establishment is decide the strategy to be used for the pricing, and the employee should be aware of strategies that are being used to get to selling price. What exactly the selling price? For example, if you are getting the beer for 100 rupees, you will not sell beer for 100 rupees. There could be management cost is also involved. If your management cost is 20 rupees, so you would be selling for 120 rupees. This is an example. So it has to be specified, and in the same manner it has to be designed in menu also. Then only your staff, whoever is bartender, able to sell in a correct pricing. Control system. What are the control system to control your beverages cost? The must for purchase, ordering, billing and serve. And without proper controls, the financial flexibility is not possible. The employees may manipulate the drink size, offer more some preferred guests. What exactly will happen is, whenever you would be having a bottle, you would be serving as a pegs. You would be serving as the 30 ml and a 60 ml. If any kind of guest is favorable to the employee, he can manipulate the drink. He might serve more drink to him. You need to take care of that aspect also. The same time, it ensures control for purchase and the procurement, all the drinks bought in, so that there is no chance of fill fridges. There might be chances of fill fridges also, because in alcoholic beverages, the margin is more. You can earn more by selling smaller quantities. So the fill fridge can happen more in a bar counter. So you need to be take care in a controlling system also. Now, what are the licenses and regulations we use to set up a bar? Exactly, there are government policies are involved to set up a bar and restaurants also. Let's discuss about what kind of licenses we use to take care of the bar operations. All business places wishing to sell intoxicated liquor must obtain a license from excise branch of the customs. Exactly, there is a customs excise branch from where you should get the license to establish a bar operations. Depended upon the types of the alcohol sold, type of the establishment, there are different types of license that are required. For example, if you want to establish only beer bar, so you required one kind of license. If you want to open a all beverages served bar, all you want to serve spirits also, you want to serve wines also, you want to serve beers also, there is another kind of license required to establish that kind of bars. In India, liquor is defined as a liquid intoxicant and is divided into three broad categories, namely Indian made foreign liquor and beer and country liquors. These are the categories. According to Indian excise department has divided Indian made foreign liquor and beer and country liquors. Now, this establishment that will require a license are pubs and bars, nightclubs and theaters, supermarkets, clubs and wedding halls. Now, What are the types of the licenses? Let's have a brief look of what kind of license, what types of licenses. On license, there is a restaurants and a residential. Off license, off the premise sales and a clubhouse for social clubs. Special license is required for occasional license, extension of a permitted hours. What exactly will happen is whenever some kind of social occasions happens like marriage functions, if you want to set up a small bar over there, you need to take a special license also. Special license also. Now, licenses and regulations, let's talk brief about this aspect. One license allows the licensee to sell all types of intoxicated liquor for consumption on and off the premises. Because whatever the bar and restaurant you would be having, if you have the license, you are able to sell all food and beverages, whatever the alcoholic beverages, so-called intoxication of drinks, intoxicating liquor. In India, we say intoxicating liquor. Now, restaurant license is a type of restricted license and it is applicable to sale of alcoholic food to guests having the main meals. In the restaurant and bar, what exactly will happen is you will be serving the beverages and at the same time you would be serving the food also. Residential license is a type of on license and is applicable to establishment selling liquor to the house guest. What exactly will happen is if you have the hotel, if you have a hotel and if you want to set up a bar only in house, you are not getting any guest from outside. So this license required. Off license is issued for the sale of liquor off the premises. Club license, this type of license is given to clubs which you have discussed and they can sell liquor to member only. Those who are having the license, bar and restaurant license, what exactly they need to follow the rules and regulations. The business premises of licensee shall kept license in a dry place in applicable area. The same time, the hours of the sale of the liquor shall be such as may be specified in an order of excise inspector, excise commissioner. What is the excise commissioner gives you that timings of your operating the bar, so you need to keep a notice board for that. The same time, the licensee shall prominently display in front of his shop. In front of his shop, there would be a signboard has to be there with the product pricing has to be visible. The same time, it is against the law of a licensee or their staff to sell alcohol to anyone who is intoxicated. Who is intoxicated means, which we have spoken previously, intoxication means having more liquor. Who is already intoxicated, you are not supposed to sell more liquor to him. And the same time, who wants to intoxicated, who wants to have more liquor, you are not supposed to sell more liquor to them. And the same time, you are not supposed to sell liquor under 18 years. These are the do's and don'ts. Responsible service of alcohol. What exactly is the responsible for serving alcohol is the staff has to handle many type of customers in the bar. The staff need to handle, there are many customers are in the bar, those who have more alcohol, those who are supposed to fight with you. Let's discuss about in a brief manner exactly what kind of customers you need to handle at your bar. The staff have to deal with the people who have consumed too much alcohol. So those who have consumed more alcohol, your staff need to handle them very carefully. The same time, such situations require considerable patience, tact and firmness and above all experiences. That is the reason we have discussed you required skilled waiters, skilled bartenders to manage your bar because they need to handle those who had more alcohol. Knowledge of the above beverages regulations and following responsible beverage procedure will help take wise decisions. At the same time, your skills bartender, skills waiter will take the call exactly what situation they need to follow. Preventing intoxicated guest. How to prevent an intoxicated guest? Let's see how to prevent an intoxicated guest. Develop ways to monitor the service of alcohol. You need to develop a monitoring system. How much alcohol you are serving to your customer? One customer is not supposed to have more and more alcohol, and later on he'll become an intoxicated customer. Inform the manager of the potential problems by keeping an eye on each guest. For example, if any guest is having more alcohol, he might become intoxicated. The same time, you need to inform to your manager towards that complaint. keep track of how many drinks are being consumed and in what time frame. This is very important aspect. What time the customer has taken to have more drinks, because having more drinks in a short term, he might become an intoxicated customer also. Engage the guest to conversation on topics like sports, divert like cars, etc. Whatever the topic you want to discuss, you discuss with them, because you can divert them by doing some other activity to getting into intoxicated mode. Sell some food items, because having food items may reduce consuming of more alcohol. And promote healthy non and low alcoholic the beverages, which we have discussed. The cocktails have the low alcoholic percentage, and some kind of alcoholic beverages also, which we have discussed, like beers, doesn't have that much of alcohol percentage. You can promote the same.